This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Alabama Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled, John DeWitt, Chasing That Epic Field Moment. Ironically, John DeWitt, CSFM, who is the Director of Sports Grounds at the University of Alabama, does not have a degree in turfgrass management, horticulture, or plant science. John attended the University of Alabama in Birmingham, and his career path has been very untraditional. I'd say sports turf management chose me, rather than me consciously choosing it. I grew up around the larger green industry. My dad worked in facilities and grounds at colleges and institutions throughout my childhood and teen years. He was also a partner in a private Rescom landscaping company, so these were my initial exposures. In high school, John attended Briarwood Christian School in Birmingham. It was there that he began experimenting with sports turf. John did grounds work and sports field work to pay for college, where I studied English of all things, LOL. After completing college, John became the full-time groundskeeper at Briarwood Christian School. From there, he went to Wesleyan School in Norcross, Georgia, to develop a grounds department from scratch, as they were outsourcing everything at the time. Wesleyan also gave me the opportunity to try my hand at teaching and fall back on sports turf if that better suited me. It's obvious which direction I chose. After 7 years at Wesleyan, a great opportunity at Georgia Tech basically fell into my lap in 2007. Then, in 2015, Alabama had a vacancy in the sports turf manager's position, which obviously appealed to me, not only professionally, but also personally, since it was adjacent to home in Birmingham. John feels he was somewhat isolated as he navigated his career. His strengths are maintaining sports field, as well as being good at logistics and organization, which helps manage all the moving parts of a turf program at a college. I am thankful to my dad for instilling a strong work ethic, attention to detail, and the importance of organization in me. Also, my dad's close friend, Dr. Kennard, Briarwood Superintendent, was a mentor in terms of faith, life skills, and once again, work ethic. Jerry Simmons and Philip Hindman, Harrells, both helped me out early in my career at Briarwood. Philip was my sales rep again at the University of Alabama when I took the job here. Both men are ATA Lifetime Achievement winners. My story is just one of many that is a testament to what they brought to the turf industry in Alabama through their relationships with people and mentoring. There are many things John likes about his job: the challenges to overcome, the need to constantly learn and improve because of new scenarios, and even navigating weather events. I am a task-oriented guy, so the fact that there is literally always something to do, or something you could be doing, drive and motivate me, generally speaking. One of the best pieces of advice I ever received was from Dr. Kennard, who said, "Stay flexible." In college athletics, situations can change so quickly, many times on just the whim of a powerful coach. Add in weather, personnel, and equipment, and you've got a recipe which requires being on your toes 24/7, and even the occasional magic trick. For John, the relationships and camaraderie among peers, colleagues, and vendors is certainly a great part of the job. During his off time, John enjoys being involved in his church and studying the Bible. He is a big fan of live music and concerts. John is married to Laura. He says she's a real saint for putting up with my turf addiction, but she's also a UGA fan, so there's that. They have twin daughters, Evie and Ellie. Evie works at Publix, and Ellie is moving back to Tuscaloosa to go to school at the University of Alabama after a 4-year stint in the Navy. John is a member of the Sports Turf Managers Association, now Sports Field Management Association. He was a founding board member of the Georgia chapter, GASTMA, and president for a few years. We are proud to have John as a member of the Alabama Turfgrass Association. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.